This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
All right, welcome back to WKOK. Welcome on to WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass. Fabulous producer, okay? You know that shtick. He's taking good care of us. So we really appreciate that. In the studio with us now, glad to say that TJ Ikey is back, President and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. So, TJ, thank you so much for coming back in.
Absolutely. Always my pleasure, Mark.
You and I are getting acquainted lately, so I'm so glad that we've had a lot of time to talk about a lot of things over the months here. I hate to sound so remedial. What's the advantage of joining the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce?
You know, that's a full-loaded question, but in an effort not to get on my soapbox, I was just telling you before we got on air, you can't afford not to be a part of an organization like us. There are so many opportunities, and it's as big or a little as you make it out to be. Kind of like if you join a gym, if you don't go, you're not going to get anything. So you need to be active and participate. Does that mean coming to meetings and socials? No. That means letting our staff get acquainted with who you are, what you do, what your pain points are. And we can do anything from marketing, from one-on-one counseling, from seminars and trainings. You can use our facility 24/7. We love to network, by meaning we connect you with other folks in business who can make your life a little easier, maybe help cut some costs, partner on different projects. So it's just a vast amount of different opportunities.
But the Chamber is really indispensable, I think, for a business person, because nowadays you can't just open the business and say, okay, here I am, everybody come to me, you know, and that, like that probably used to work like for a bakery on Market Street years ago, but it doesn't work today. You need to do video, you need to, you know, tailor your social media and your electronic outreach and so on. And so as you look ahead in the months ahead, you're going to be talking to people who are specialists with video and social media.
Absolutely. So we do have an inside jobs tour coming up. And for those who don't know, it's just a simple word of saying that we're going behind the scenes of a business to see what they do, what they have to offer. And it's not just manufacturing. It started out that way to see what's made here in our region. But now it's what services are done here. And a lot of these things you absolutely need, and you have no idea that it's right here. You don't have to contract somebody from another state or use someone that you never physically meet for these services. You can actually sit down with someone who's homegrown and really get these services top-notch, by all means, right here local. So we're trying to expand our inside jobs tours to one a month. And on January 25th, we're going to visit Sync Solutions. And there's a lot of acronyms for all the things that Paul does, and we've chatted many times, but I'm super excited to go see it all in action.
All right, so Paul, his last name is me.
I endure him. It's Tall Paul to everyone.
Tall Paul. Okay, right. Yeah, folks would know him as sound expert and just a super musically oriented individual, but knows everything about electronic sound and video and Sync Solutions, that particular business. So that's the inside jobs that's coming up. Well, you do have tons of things coming up, so I think that kind of covers the advantages of joining. And maybe this indispensability is why you have so many new members. Your numbers keep going up.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, we are very blessed that we have a team inside and also on the outside, our board of directors as well, that really fully develop themselves to grasp our vision and mission statement. So we try incredibly hard to be the resource center for everyone, not for profit, just general folks in public and businesses as well. So being able to live and breathe that vision and mission and being able to be servant-minded, I think, is the true key to our success.
And you have more Facebook views lately? Are people using your electronic options?
Yeah, you know, with the close of a year, we get to look at some statistics, and Jeff Schaefer, our communications director, was doing some numbers, and our web page view has increased 22% from 2021 to 2022, and then our Facebook page reach has increased 57% in that time span as well. So it's pretty incredible. He did a 2022 digital reach for last year, and it was over 56,000 people for page views. And then our Facebook reaches 102,000. So they're not very small numbers, I don't think, for an organization that is staffed by four and governed by 16 on the board. So our outreach is really great. It's current, and it's always about our members, which is key as well.
And you just shuffled the board a little bit, moved some folks up, and some folks got it to move up to president and so on.
Absolutely. So something that's incredibly unique, Mark, is that we do not appoint people to our board. And sometimes you have boards where you pay to play, and that's not our philosophy either. What we do is we have elections. You're nominated by your peers, and then you need to be elected. And our new board was on, and January was their first meeting just last week. And now we have new officers as well. So every year, our board itself nominates and elects officers within. And so I'm very excited to have a new leadership team. I'm grateful for the one that just finished their terms, and they set the bar high, and now this new group is going to take over. And I think there's just so much more that we can reach out for and attain.
Let's talk about one thing that has passed. Well, of course, you do the leader cast if you want to talk about things past. I was just looking at my leader cast notes from the past 2 years yesterday. I pull them out from time to time just to review them to make sure I'm staying current on that stuff. But HonestJobs.com did a presentation a couple of weeks ago about hiring individuals who are previously incarcerated, whether it's felonies or...
Yeah, we actually continue. All last week, it was a continued uptick regarding that seminar. We had some folks that already got involved with Honest Jobs because they sat in on that seminar, and they've already got their jobs listed on their site. And we got some different opportunities with local institutions where folks are incarcerated and getting ready to come out. So it's really awesome. I love when a seminar has such an impact that we still feel it, you know, a week and two after, that folks are still getting information from it, sharing information, and moving forward. So this is something that is near and dear. I just think it's an untapped workforce, and I'm in the process of going through some various applications and interviews to be a little bit more involved, if you will, at Allenwood Federal Penitentiary, and I hope that'll also help be able to spark some of the programs that we've been sharing.
Well, it's a real eye-opener, this idea that, you know, you think of X number of people that come out of prison are eager to work, want to work, technically have to work, you know, have to get in the workforce, but and are going to be good workers if they can get their foot in the door, but they still struggle to do that. And I think the other thing that the Honest Jobs presentation showed me is that they don't just meet you up by glancing over your resume. I mean, they do this conflict resolution. I'm not sure what to call
it. It's, you know, a very in-depth process, and I think the Honest Jobs bonus factor is it's something that's very incredibly near to them. I believe when you were on the call, you most likely heard that the gentleman who started it, you know, was an individual who was incarcerated. And when he got out, he attained all kinds of degrees and a huge education. And but no one would hire him because of his background. And once he did land a job and was so grateful, he wanted to pave the way for other folks to have opportunities like that. So I think those are the programs and the organizations that really light it up, because it's something that's really from the heart.
Well, your chamber's really been working on that, so I think that's noteworthy. Let's start to scan down some of the other things coming up. You're going to be taking some headshots lately. These are photographs, we should be clear. I watch a lot of action movies, so.
Yeah. And actually, we on Friday sold out. We reached capacity. However, if folks do want a headshot, we're going to work on taking names and scheduling another event as well. It's just something you really need, even if you're not in business. You know, sometimes you just need that photo for whatever reason, and it's always good to have it and something current. You know, if you see folks these days who use the photo on their email signature, and the photo was like 6 years ago, and they look nothing like that. You know, folks are recognized by their appearance first, most likely, then their name or where they're from, and people buy people. So I think you really should have a current headshot, and for $50, you're not going to touch that price anywhere else. And Ron Unks with PhotoWare is a really, really well-advanced photographer, so it's going to be real high quality. Five poses on a white background, so you can put it all different options. And if you have interest, just let us know, because we're going to look to schedule another one.
CentralPAChamber.org, the website. For more information, you say people by people?
Yeah, you know, I honestly believe that. People by people, it's not typically where you're going for business. You're not going there for this or that. The highest reason I think that people do business with other people is they're buying the people. It's the people who are promoting the business that are working at the business. I wholeheartedly think our organization, the Central PA Chamber, people are buying people. They know that we are people who really, truly, genuinely care about their success and their everyday activities, and we're just like them, and we're relatable and approachable, and I think people buy people. They buy the idea that we're going to be on their team.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about your President's Club. I think that's worth mentioning. An apprentice training that's coming up. Grant workshops. Congressman Muser is going to be at a legislative event. And there's another Inside Jobs event coming up, not just the Sync Solutions with Tall Paul on the 25th, but another one also. So we'll talk about that when we come back. T.J. Ikey's here, President and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce.
From news across the world to events in your community. Hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And welcome back to WKOK Sunrise. We're right in the middle of our interview with T.J. Ikey, President and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. Talked about their Honest Jobs event recently, trying to make sure that folks at least consider previously incarcerated individuals, and how the company avoids conflicts. I looked at this again. They avoid conflicts to make sure that somebody, for example, who may have served time as a thief doesn't end up in charge of your books, or that somebody who may have a shoplifting conviction doesn't end up in charge of 1,000 small things in your office that could disappear. So you try to meet people up with where they can really start to thrive. And of course, these are individuals who are motivated to thrive. So honestjobs.com, Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce seminar recently. I see the President's Club is more active this year. Tell me about that. What is that exactly?
Yeah, the President's Club is a group of individuals who give above and beyond their normal membership rate. And it allows us to take on extra projects. A few years ago, the Smith Room, our training room, needed some extra technical capabilities and things like that. So when we have extra needs, they are there to help us with those. But in return, we give them a lot of extra recognition. When you walk in our facility, there's an entire wall with just their logos, real big and large in your face. We also, when we have special events, they get first and primary opportunities to have special seating and special interviews or invites to various opportunities that we're giving that we can't extend to the entire membership. We do a luncheon with them each year somewhere, most recently at Iron Vines in October of last year.
Oh, okay.
And it's just a group of individuals who really invest a little extra into the chamber. And last year was our highest President's Class ever. It was nearly 50. So we're looking to obtain that again or surpass it. And we have till the end of the month. So we try to make sure folks sign up by the end of this month, so we have the whole rest of the year to make sure that we showcase them as much as we possibly can.
Breakfast briefings. I see those, but I see that they don't have a specific hook to them. There's not a specific lesson or presentation.
Yeah, so breakfast briefings, they are just, they continuously grow and grow and grow. And the whole idea, Mark, is that we get 30 people together, and during that particular event, a member who is helping with the cost of breakfast actually gets to get up and give a 5-minute presentation on their product or services. But then the beauty of it is we go around the room and each individual gives their 28-second infomercial, if you will. So you're actually getting the ears and eyes of 29 folks in that room who are listening to what you do and what you're looking for. And when the event is over, folks stay for, you know, sometimes an hour or two because they've made these connections or heard something that's piqued their interest, and they're sharing business cards and common situations that they're facing. And you've seen actual competitors sit down and talk because they just met each other in this nice forum, or folks who have never met and are looking for services that one another offers, or maybe thinking of ways they can help each other. So it's an in-house event. We make breakfast right in-house, and it's just very low-key, comfortable setting. And we sell out, and it's free for members, but by sell out, I mean the registration's capped at 30, and it's usually fulfilled a month or so in advance.
So people love to know what's going on. Plus, if it's people to people, that is how business is conducted. Well, that's what you do. You have a gathering of 30 people with an open opportunity, and I think that's probably the appeal there. All right, so those are coming up. Not all are sort of sold out. That's not the right word. Are filled in the months ahead.
Yeah, and we actually had to add a little something this year. We've made some changes for 2023, and that being these events are open to non-members alike, but we have now opted that there's going to be a registration fee for the non-members, just to make sure that we are putting our members at a priority, because the events do fill up, and we want to make sure everyone gets a fair shake.
All right, so the breakfast briefings are coming up. CentralPAChamber.com if you want to check those out. Apprentice training is coming up now. We don't think of apprentices as much in sort of non-trade-oriented jobs, but apprentices can work for other businesses.
Yeah, I think that apprenticeship just kind of has a combination of something real old, like you think of a blacksmith, or you know what I mean? You just don't.
Well, electricians still
do
it.
You just don't realize that is something we really need this day and age. You know, we were speaking about folks needing second chances and how it's hard for them to get hired initially. Any trade, I think, and not just something that you've went to extra, you know, education for. But every job you see says you need experience. Experience needed 1 year, 2 year. Well, if you've never had the opportunity to get a job because everyone's looking for that experience, I always figure, where do you go if no one's going to give you an opportunity without pre-experience? So the apprenticeship is just, you know, exactly that you're going to work with or under someone learning a particular trade. And it doesn't have to be in manufacturing. It can be even maybe accounting, you know, maybe marketing. So those things where you get to be an actual apprentice, you get paid in most situations, but you're at a lower rate until you obtain all the knowledge and the know-how that you need to. But you can only learn so much from a classroom or a book. If you're actually in the work environment and actually hands-on, it's so much more beneficial. And Advanced Central PA has been working diligently with a lot of other organizations. They've got some funding, and they have all of the foundation, but they need different employers and different opportunities to approach them so they can partner and make this happen.
All right, so those apprentice training is coming up. I'm not going to get too far into the date and time. Let folks go to centralpachamber.com. Grant writing workshops, and not just one, but two of them. This has got to be tremendously important to a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, we think grant writing is just for not-for-profits, but that is not at all the case. And who better than to help with grant writing than the Central Susquehanna Intermediate Unit, which most of their programs are funded by grants. So they know exactly what they're doing. Jessica Williams, our membership director, and I recently presented to them on a different topic, and this came about that they would be willing to extend their expertise to our members. So we're going to do an introduction to grant writing. If you haven't really been involved, or it's been a while, or maybe you're new to a position that requires you to do grant writing, and then also we're going to follow that up with a federal grant writing seminar. And there's a lot of opportunities out there that we just don't know about unless you know where to look. And then you have to know how to diligently take care of your applications and make sure you have what they're looking for.
All right, and I know grant writing is very specific. You have to make sure that you your application is 100%, of course, truthful is not the right word, but that the things you can say that you're going to deliver, you can deliver, and that you can confirm that you've delivered them. You know, anybody, I can tell you that I'm definitely going to have you on once a month as we do on this show, but to confirm that and verify and set the dates and put them in writing, you know, that's always another topic, which, of course, we'll do if necessary, okay? But grant writing workshops are coming up in not just one, but two municipalities, private businesses. We really see a lot of this is out there. A lot of government money's out there. Congressman Muser is going to visit your legislative event that's coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to follow up on the grant writing, it is free. So, you know, you have no reason not to try to come out and take care of this. And it's open again to members and non-members alike. We want everyone to be able to benefit. Several years ago, Congressman Dan Muser was going to join us at the Country Cupboard, and they were called into session, so we had to have him by video. So this is going to be his first time with us actually in person, and a lot of different changes have occurred, you know, with the redistricting. So this is going to be a really good opportunity for him to come back out and talk to individuals here in our region. And we're going to have Pennsylvania College of Technology, who is workforce development, going to, you know, be the sponsor and share some of their current activities. So I think it's kind of really cool how all these different things all go back together. You know, everything we've talked about this morning really are the different things that our folks are really suffering from here as far as worker shortage and, you know, employment issues. And so everything we've talked about this morning somehow or another touches that aspect.
Now, we talked about the Sync Solutions event with Paul Smith on January 25th. What's the other Inside Jobs activity?
Yeah, so the other Inside Jobs tour is a business that just opened in downtown, or excuse me, in Brook Park, actually, in Lewisburg. And we had the benefit after the ribbon cutting to have a personal tour. And it's Health by Design. It's a wellness center. And the only way I can describe it, and I might date myself, but if you watch any of those reality shows back in the day, maybe like the Kardashians, where if you felt you were getting a tinge of the flu or you had an exhausting day and you had the doctor come to the house and give you an IV of, you know, whatever vitamins and fluids to perk you back up, they actually do that right there at their facility. And they have a lot of other great opportunities there too. But, you know, if you feel like you're getting run down, you can go in this really beautiful, peaceful room there and just sit back in a heated, massaging, reclining chair and get hooked up to an IV that is specially formulated and approved by your doctor as well. So I guess it's kind of the future. It seems really distant to me, like that, but it's something that's really here now for us to partake in. And then also they have a sauna right there and some opportunities for you if you have joint issues. Also, if maybe you have some weight loss goals, there's so much they do there, and it's all real, real peaceful but private area as well.
Health by Design. Okay, so more than a spa, sounds like they're into sort of medically oriented opportunities. It must be pretty informed folks that are running that. Okay, well, believe it or don't, we're out of time, so I'll turn the mic back over to you. 30 seconds. Anything to add to our?
Yeah, I just want to say if anyone's curious as to what a chamber does, give us a call, 570-742-7341. And something I find myself doing every single day, even when I'm at home, I see folks posting on social media, where can I find this? Who can I call for this? Think of us. Call the Central PA Chamber. Get on our website. You do not have to be a member to be referred to some type of service, but that's what we're there for. So just give us a call or visit centralpachamber.com.
Get people met up with people. It's really what you're doing, right?
Absolutely.
TJ Ikey, President and CEO, Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. You're going to visit me once a month in 2023?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Okay. These are always very informative, and I've attended some of the workshops and been in some of the events, and it's the real deal. So very much, I'm still enthused about the things Joey Lye said at your annual meeting last October. So
she's got some big things on the horizon. She and I spoke last week, and I did a reference for her, so you're going to see her on another level.
Oh, wow. Fabulous. All right. Sounds fantastic. TJ Ikey, President and CEO, CentralPAChamber.com.